The following is an interview with Darcy Findley, a phys ed teacher at Pontiac High School, following their athletic banquet on Thursday, May 18th. And so your role here with the athletics department, the phys ed?
Yeah, so I'm one of two gym teachers in the phys ed department, and we've obviously teamed up to provide this opportunity. It's been quite a few years since it was last done as a formal event. Chad mentioned it was actually in his first year, which would have been back 2012, 2013. So it's been a long time since we've done something like this.
And what was the sort of the impetus to bring it back there?
Well, I think if we're going to try to make something important, we gotta show that it's important to us, right? So sport culture in general, the impact that it has on our students, bringing them into the building every day, giving them something to look forward to. We can't just say it if we don't acknowledge it at the end of the season. So this is another step in the right direction. Obviously it's going to be an annual thing, but if we're going to preach it, we also have to acknowledge the importance of it and acknowledge the student athletes and their effort.
And you had mentioned before there earlier about both the weight room and the Hall of Fame and stuff, the other initiatives. Could you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, so the weight room, as Tina Murray had mentioned in the video, there was a little gym fitness room that, over the years, whenever you're lacking space, your rooms get shuffled around and the equipment obviously breaks and it never gets fixed. So I thought it was important that we built a new weight room here at the school. We had raised some money, we had some donations. We purchased all new equipment that, doesn't need any maintenance, which is the most important thing. And now the kids have access to that. And then the tennis court project's moving forward. It's been about a year and a half in the works. And that's going to be available to our school because it's on school grounds, but also to our community, which is a great thing, right? So now we're going to have three tennis courts for the tennis club. We're going to have three pickleball courts for the pickleball club. And then the Hall of Fame, we did that a few years ago. It's actually going to open up again next fall. And nominations are going to be accepted in the fall. But like I mentioned on stage, if we're going to move forward, we also have to recognize the past. And our students need to see the people that have walked these halls, that have lived these, sporting events and these experiences, and that something is possible. And, that it does pay off if you focus and if you do put the work in.
And you mentioned there before with the pickleball court, is there anything else that people can look forward to, new sports, new other activities and stuff like that going forward next year here?
Well, we got rugby and ultimate frisbee going here in the spring, which is new this year. Hockey, basketball, volleyball, those are constants, but we're really trying to add, programs such as the weight room as well that also get individual sports, right? So we started tennis last year. Unfortunately, there's only one court, but next year being three, we could take a whole class out. We could start a tennis team. We also have golf going, so we're starting individual sports as well, because we realize that when you're 30 years old, not everyone's necessarily playing basketball, not everyone's playing volleyball, but they have to find something that they're going to fall in love with that they can carry out throughout their life.